Well, I want to welcome everyone that's here today, and I want to welcome those that are listening around the world on our web. And just to fill you in, this place here is a place of relationship, I'm going to say, not a place of religion. So if you're here to find religion, tune off or walk out. There is no religion here. God is not religion. Matter of fact, I was talking to a girl today, and she has some illness, and I asked her, I said, well, if you'd like, I can ask my God to heal you. I believe in miracles. And she replied back and says, well, I know God. And she goes, I know that God didn't put this sickness on me. And I don't know if she was inferring to the devil or what have you. But I know that everything's going to be okay and I'll get through this, and had some, you know, hope in her spirit. But I know that she was in pain. And she's about ready to get to surgery. And I said to her, I said, well, if you'd like, I can pray to my God and my God will heal you. And she's like, but I know God. I said, do you know God or do you know religion? Because if you knew God, you would ask him, and he will give you your heart's desire, and you wouldn't be sick. Why are you sick? And you have to ask the world this question. Why is it that if God delivers the people out of Egypt, and they walked around the desert for 40 years, their shoes didn't wear out on them? You see? You have to really give it some thought. I believe that there will be no sickness that will ever come upon me. And if it does, it's only because God's knocking at my door and he wants me to get back to him. And then when I realize that I know him again, he'll take that sickness off me. And I truly believe that. All ailments, all sickness, all hardship, all testing, all struggling is just to bring you to know him. Then when you know him, you simply just ask. And when we humble ourselves and say, God, can you help me here? He helps you. And this is what I want the world to know, my God. For people to say, I know God, and they're in a situation where they can't get out of it. Now, I understand that things pass, but I'm talking about devastating situations. Now, don't read me wrong, because some people are going to take this in a wrong way. And it's only because they just didn't know God. Plain and simple. People say they know God, but do they really know God? Let's be honest with ourselves. If we really knew God and God knew us, whatever we ask, doesn't he say that he'll give it to us? You know this scripture, right, John?
You ask for a fish, will I give you a serpent?
Exactly right. So what is he saying? He says, you know, there's many scripture verses in this book. This is called the Bible. And the world doesn't really quite know this book. A lot of them never even seen this book before. And this book is called the Bible. And this is the closest book that came to my understanding. Because what happened in my life, dramatically, my life was changed. And I was taken to a very heavenly spiritual place. And this book was put inside of me. I know this book. I may not be able to tell you word for word, but I know every meaning in it. And in this book, it says that as much as we are wicked and we love our children, how much more does our Heavenly Father love us? So when you take all this truth and you hear the truth and you paint a picture in the truth, why are we not getting our prayers answered? Why is not God answering us? If we confess, we know him. Now, God's working things out in our lives. Everybody's going to have a hardship. Everybody's going to have a situation in their life that's going to be a struggle. Everybody. That's a given. But if you know him, how do you know him? What is one evidence of a manifestation that's in your life that happens when you know him? You're right. You have peace. And when you have peace that surpasses the understanding, when there's a storm around you and you have peace, you can confidently say you know God. Because God is the one that puts peace on you. You can't drum up peace. Peace is given to you as a gift. Just like faith is a gift. Peace is a gift. You know, you ask for peace, and the Prince of Peace will come and give you peace. And so I want the world to begin to start understanding my God, so that when you ask, these things will be given to you. It might not be given to you right away, but what's given to you? Peace. A knowing that everything's going to be okay. A knowing that it's done. Yep. Thank you, Lord. And I believe that's for some people here and for those that are listening. We are desiring and longing to know God. And I want to challenge people. I want to challenge those that are listening, those that are here. I want them to be challenged to know God. I want to know you the more. I want to know you the more. Well, where's the evidence of knowing him? I'm going to give you the reassurance of peace. And if we didn't have peace, knowing him is a form of surrender. Okay, Lord, I'm going to show you I know you because I've asked you, and now I'm going to surrender it in your hands. Now bring me peace. You see? And this I know in my own heart, through my journey, I'm trying to take my life in a deeper relationship with him. So in order for me to have a deep relationship for him, peace needs to follow. If my heart is troubled, I'm distanced from him, and I want to be drawn closer to him. So I cry out, Lord, draw me closer to you so that I will know you the more. And really, the only reason why I want to know him the more is so that I can bring a word or a message to you out here. So that I can speak to those that are listening around the world that oracle word of God, that rhema word, that word in season, that word that you need right now that's going to touch your heart. And the world is questioning, who's God? Does God even exist? Is he real? Well, for one, we have to come to a place of being honest. And if I had to title this message, I would have said, this message is titled, Be Honest to Yourself. If you're in pain and you're in suffering, don't deny it. Don't walk around saying, oh, well, you know, it is what it is. No, you got to come out. You got to say, no, there's something wrong here. I'm not feeling right. I think more when we come to the knowledge of truth, when we face truth and proclaim the knowledge of it and express ourselves to it, God hears. God begins to answer. When we take a situation or a hardship or a suffering, and I'm going to use these as an example because they're the ones that are most hidden. Think about it. How many sorrows do you have buried down inside you? I'm hitting you. That's the glory. Because God knows. How many things are buried deep down inside of us that we tend to ignore and not express it? Well, God can't hear your prayer. He can't heal your land. He cannot heal your land because you're not communicating it to him. When we become honest within ourselves, that's when God hears your prayers. My God hears your prayers. My God is the God of creation. My God is the one who created the heavens and the earth. My God is above all other gods. And to know him, we have to go down deep to where he dwells. My God dwells deep inside of you. And when we bury those feelings and those concerns and those thoughts, you know, there's an outward manifestation of a concern, and then there's an inward manifestation of a concern. Do you know that? Outward, you could be like showing pain. Yeah, it hurts. But what is it saying inside? It's screaming. So we got to bring it up. We need to resurrect some things. If we never resurrect, we can never get healed. If we never bring up what is really inside of us, how is it ever going to manifest itself on the outwardness? And then God begin to be able to transform it. Here's an example. What a man or a person thinketh in his heart, so he is. Your heart is so deep inside of you, you don't even know that. You think your heart's like right here on the top of your chest, pumping. Boom, 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 boom. You know, I have a heart. It's right here. No, our heart is buried so deep down inside of us that a lot of us don't even know what our heart is. A lot of us don't even know what we want, what we desire. That's called being lost. And I want the world to begin to understand first, my God wants to hear from you. My God wants to heal your land. My God wants to heal and make you a person that is beyond what you can even comprehend or imagine. I believe we all have greatness inside of us. I believe all of us have a beauty and a love and a talent that is beyond what we can even think. It's far above our imagination, what's inside of us, what we are, and what we can be. And I believe that there is a lot of pain that is buried deep inside of us just from the cares of the world, we're going to call it. Just by the way we live in the world, there is pain. You got loss, sufferings. You know, think about it. How many of us got losses? Every day there's a loss somewhere. How many of us have pain? Just someone not listening to you and you just want to be heard. How many of you have ever gotten stuck in that position? Well, the whole world is crying out. And what happened is they started out healthy. Everyone started out healthy. And then these cares and pains and everything else just started to bog on us. And in the beginning, we were expressing ourselves and, you know, and really bringing ourselves out. Our prayers were pure, I believe, at that time. But then the world, I'll just call it the world, began to stifle us, not listen, not hear us. And we went louder, and we went louder. And then guess what? We gave up because no one would listen. And that's why I tell the world it's so important to hear my God, because my God hears you. My God listens. But the world don't listen. And then what happens? We bury it. We bury it, and then we walk around with issues, and all of a sudden we're conformed, and I call it we're conformed in the pit. We're walking around trying to be nice, trying to be good, trying to do the best we can, trying to meet our potential, but everything's being robbed from us. And I believe the reason why we're being robbed is because we're not being honest with ourselves. And I think and I believe until we go deep down inside and begin to start expressing ourselves and begin to listen, even if they don't listen, don't talk to those people. This is why it's so important to know my God. Because we can go into our quiet little place and begin to go deep. When was the last time you ever went deep? Sitting in a place by yourself. And just say, okay, God, let's get real. I want you to know what's really hurting me. I want you to know where my concerns and where I'm at right now. And begin to express. Has anyone ever done that? My next question is how deep have you really gone? And then if you went that deep, did you go until the peace came? And when that peace comes, you kind of like brush it off, and then it never comes back again to haunt you? If it comes back and haunts you, you didn't go deep enough. My God didn't come to you yet. It was like an angel of, disguised as an angel of light. A spirit might have come to you to comfort you, but I call it the spirit of lie and deceit. There's a true peace that comes. And when that true peace comes and washes it away, and then it never comes back again, your request has been known by the true living God. Do you know that there are dimensions of I want to say, gods? Because there's many gods. How many people realize that there are many gods? There are levels and dimensions of gods. Everybody takes God as all good, right? Well, it's not true. If there's an angel that disguises itself as an angel of light, is that a good God? Mm-mm. What is a God? That's right. It's a level of deity. Okay? So there are levels of gods. And I want the world to understand the levels of God so that they can pray the house down, so to say. Who wants their pain to be gone? Who wants to be completely whole? Who has issues that you want resolved to where you walk in peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding? Well, maybe it's time now to surpass these other gods and find my God. And this is why I'm bringing this message today, because the world found God. But what level of God did they find? Are they still in pain? Are they still suffering? Are they still ill and sick? Are they still hurting? It's because they reached a level of a God, but that God didn't have the power nor the authority to remove the pain. My God is the only one that has the power and the authority, because it's the supreme God that has the authority over all. I want everyone to try to grab hold of what I'm saying, because I believe that the world, because of lack of understanding, is suffering, and suffering big time. And because they have suffered and didn't know how to get out of it, they put themselves in a place of denial, and they say, well, it is what it is. I guess God wants me this way. I guess God wants me to carry this cross. How many people have heard that? Oh, I got to carry my cross. Really? Really? So you were duped, huh?
Young, I didn't know.
That's okay.
Yes, I guess this is the way it's going to be. I can know about it.
Exactly right. And you know what, John? I'm so glad that you said that. The world needs to hear that, because that's how everyone is. Everyone was told, for some strange reason, deal with it. No. That's not how we were created. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was void, right? Without form or what have you. And then all of a sudden, he brought the waters in. And then next thing you know, the trees. And then everything was made. And then he brought man in, right? What did man have? Really carefree life, didn't he? He could have sat there all day and did whatever he wanted to do. The animals even loved him. He didn't have to run away from anything. He didn't have to be chased by, you know, tigers and bears. He didn't have to, there was nothing. It was perfect peace, wasn't it? And then somehow or another, we got tainted and corrupted. And then more just piled on top of us. Until what? Now. Look at what's happening now. You have so much on your plate. I look at this young woman right here. How old are you? 14 years old. And I bet you right now, you have a lot of concerns. At 14, you're weighed down. You're weighed down in areas of your concerns if you fit in, concerns if you, you know, look pretty or not. I mean, all these concerns if you're smart or you're getting your A's and, you know, you battle and you're fighting constantly. 14 years old, going through warfare like that. How did we get there? Who put us there? That wasn't God's plan. And I want the world to know that God wrote a book, and that book is written, and that book will come to pass. And it's not the striving. It's not all this pressure that we're putting on ourselves. We need to let it go. I believe the more we carry these issues and we don't surrender them to my God, and we don't go deep down inside and begin to cry out and clean the pain until that pain is totally gone and peace comes and washes it away. This is a key. Listen to me. It has to wash away. If it doesn't wash away, you didn't pray the house down. You didn't go deep enough and give it to God. He didn't hear it. How many of us had a problem or an issue when we go to God with? We go to a God. I'm going to say this. We go to a God, and we go to him again and again and again and again. And maybe we go again. Until what? We give up? Until it turns out to be that cross we got to deal with? What did we do? Were we healed with peace? Or did we just bury it? We gave up. We gave up and we buried it. And then every once in a while, it'll come up. And we cry or we mourn. Every once in a while we'll get angry and we'll show our anger. What's the matter? I don't know. I'm just having an off day. And they can't even relate to it. There are issues that are buried so deep down inside of us, we go through mood swings. Has anyone ever had mood swings? Okay, well, you know what's happening? Your subconsciousness is woke up and it saw it and started to get troubled over it. And right away, you got a mood swing. This is what's happening. Our inner man knows the truth. And we mask it. We mask it with an outward man. But the inward man manifests ourselves and we can't even control it. And that's where these mood swings come on. We're having a bad day. I'm having a bad day. Leave me alone. Why? I don't know. It's just the way it is. It's because our conscience, our subconscious spirit man, is looking at these deep issues. And they want them healed. I truly believe the inner man that's inside of you is trying to tell you that they want to be whole. They're trying to communicate to you, and at the same time, you're not listening. That's where this book here, the Bible, calls it, says we're deaf, dumb, and blind. We're deaf, dumb, and blind. And we need to become to a place of me. I want to emphasize the importance of being honest with ourselves. I don't think the world knows how to be honest with themselves. And what I'm trying to revealed to the world is how to be honest. And it has to start off with verbalizing how you're feeling. I don't feel good. I don't know why. I don't know. I just don't feel like I have the energy. I don't feel like I have the, I feel lethargic. Yeah. And I don't understand what it is. Maybe I need more sleep. Not. You don't need more sleep. There's something wrong. And then we have to go deep. And then go deep. And you know, I think the reason why people don't want to go deep is because it hurts too much. They don't want to face it. They don't want to see it. They don't want to rehash it. They don't want to remember. They don't want to. But you got to. But that pain is only there for a moment if you come to my God. When you come to my God, there's a peace that washes it away. How many of us want to experience a washing? There has been things in our past that really disturbed us and hurt us. And not only has it disturbed us and hurt us, but it also made us feel awkward around other people. Because we feel as though that we're being judged. How many has ever felt that way before? Yeah, let it out. Let that glory come. See, God's going to touch you. The Spirit of God is going to touch you. And I want the world to hear the power of the truth, the glory. You know, Paul says, I don't speak in persuasive words, but I speak in power. And this is what he was talking about. He spoke to the spirit person, the spirit man that's inside of you. The one that wants to hear the truth. The one that wants to identify with the pain. I see the pain. And we deal with it in certain ways. And some come off in anger. You know, some carry off anger. And some carry off resentment and hatred and bitterness. And it just gets to be crazy. Some have buried it so deep. They put on this fake facade of a super happy person. Hi, I'm so happy. Everything is so happy. And they put on this facade that is so transparent because their smile looks like it's glued on them. Hi. I don't know if the camera can see that. Hi. Hi. Hi, everything's great. Everything's great, isn't it? So nice. Those are the ones that are really hurting inside. They're the ones that are severely in pain. They're the ones that I want to just shake and say, come on, just let it out. Just let it out. I believe because of certain issues that are buried deep inside, and we never came to God, my God, and had that relationship where we experienced some peace. That peace that washes it away and it never comes back is robbing us and stealing our destiny, our future. Let's say you have, let's say you've been through, and I use these examples a lot, marriage and relationships, because that's where most of the world can relate to. So I'm not speaking at you. I'm speaking in a reference. So if there has anybody here that's been married before, you might be able to understand what I'm saying. But if you've never been free from the pain of that marriage, and let's say you've been separated or divorced, and you never were free from that pain, your next relationship is cursed. You're never going to be able to move forward. You're never going to be able to love. We're robbed. And then we think that there's something wrong with us. And there's nothing wrong with us. It's just that the pain is buried so deep, it's putting a roadblock to move forward. It's almost as if God is saying, you can't have anything more until you deal with what you have. And if you deal with what you have, and I heal your land, or I take care of it for you, then I will give you more. But I can't give you more and pile more on top of you and more on top of you, because my promise is I'll never give you more than you can handle. So we're asking God, God, I want to move on. I want to move on. But we can't, because we never unloaded what we have. We need to take a moment and find my God. We need to all, and I'm going to ask the whole world to challenge me here, and take a sabbatical. Take a sabbatical in their life. All your plans, everything that you have, put them aside and go deep. Because if we don't resolve the issues now, going forward, you're just going to put another load on top of you. And another load on top of you. And you're 14 years old. And how much you carrying already? A little too much, right? I know. I'm glad you're here tonight. Because you're going to start finding my God. And my God is going to start releasing your load. And then you're going to be free and light. Why do you think you're struggling a little bit in your grades right now? Think about it. They all escalate. They all escalate. Do you know everything intertwines with one another? So if we have an issue here, it affects here. And if we have an issue here, it starts affecting here. It's all intertwined. I want the world to stop. I want everyone to stop. I know it's hard, right? Just stop. And then find God. When you find the peace that I'm talking about, and you find my God, believe me, he's there. He's waiting for you to find him. So it's not like, you know, seek ye first and he will find you, you know. Seek him and you will find him. It's not like you're going to be wasting your time trying to find God. He is just like dying for you to find him. He's like, I'm here. But you have a cloud between him and you. That veil needs to be torn. And in that veil, there might be 50 sheets. You know how you take a piece of cloth and you hold it up? You get this one. And you might be able to see through this one. You might be able to see through this one cloth. But you put 50 of these things, you're going to be able to see? You might not even be able to hear. You might not even be able to, you know, see or hear or anything. This is why it's important to start now. If you want breakthroughs in your life, then we have to split the veil. And we have to come into his realm. We have to come into his place. We have to come into, I call, the kingdom of God, which is righteousness, peace, and joy. I shared earlier with some people, and I said, I got righteousness. I beat that. I won. I didn't do anything wrong. That's number one. You got to come to a place and realize that you didn't do anything wrong. Do you know that you didn't do anything wrong? Oh, then you didn't beat it yet. You didn't. How could you have done anything wrong? You couldn't have. And if you're condemning yourself, shame on you. So we have to cut that off. No more. So as we move forward, we have to come into righteousness. We beat righteousness, we're ahead of the game. And I'm so grateful I beat righteousness. I'm righteous in God's eyes. Even if it looks like the things I'm doing is wrong to the world, I have peace in what I'm doing. I check and double check. Lord, am I off track here? No, you're good. All right, thanks. And I feel good in my righteousness. And with that, I have a joy. Now that joy, could it be deeper? Yes. Why? Because I have issues that are buried deep down inside that I need my God to heal. And until he heals those issues that I have deep, deep, deep down inside. Now, I know God, and I'm still having a hard issue going deep for him to heal to where I get peace. And then, of course, there's that question, you know, where I mentioned earlier, do you just let them walk all over you? How do you handle it? And that's my next message. How do you handle your situations? Do you let your situation trample all over you, or do you handle your situation and you do something about it so that you can maintain peace, so that you can uphold peace? I believe God has healed a lot of areas in my life, but I have issues that I have control of, whether or not I hold on to it or if I let it go. It's almost like having a bad dog. You love the dog, and it's a bad dog, and every time that dog runs away, it causes aggravation, and it steals my peace. So you go after the dog, you bring the dog back, and you put it in the yard, and you feel better. Oh, I got my peace back, everything's cool. But then the dog goes off again and runs away and causes a big problem. And so what do you do at that point? You love the dog, right? But what do? Stealing your peace. And I think this is an issue with the world. The world struggles with the same thing. Everybody has different categories in their lives, different issues in their lives. Some have dogs, some have cats, some have people. But what do? You do all that you can do. And then you have to make that decision. Who are you going to worship? Who are you ending up going to worship? Are you going to praise God and thank God and not worry about the results? It's a big thing for the world to understand. But when they understand this mystery, they'll get to know my God. And I want the world to know my God so that they can live free. What are we here for? To live a life of torment? What are we here for? Think about it. If your book is already written, and the life is already laid out for you, and he already knows from the beginning to the end what you're going to be and how it's all going to unfold, right? Now you can divert off and go into hell. You can divert off to the path and be in a life of misery. Would you accomplish the same task? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. I'm not one to judge. But the bottom line is you're in hell. What were we born for? To live in hell? God didn't call us to live in hell. My God didn't. So if anybody comes to me and says, brother, it's your cross, deal with it, I'm going to say, so what you're saying to me is subject myself and live in hell. Okay, you can live in hell, not me. Who has the choice to walk in a way or not? Right? Who has the choice of doing something about it? Either you can do something about it or come to truth, which this is the message that I wanted to bring across tonight, and be honest with yourself and say, I can't do anything about it. And then surrender it. And if it comes to pass, praise God. If not, it's meant to be, praise God. You keep moving on. Who and what God are you going to worship? Did you hear me? I said, praise God. If it came to pass, praise God. If it didn't come to pass, praise God. Now I'm worshiping my true God. How do I know? Because I surrendered it and I got a smile on my face and I'm okay. And I'm not mourning. The Prince of Peace came. You see how I'm identifying my God? And my God is allowing me to live the life that He created us for. He created us to live a life in the kingdom. He created us to live a life in peace and joy and righteousness. He didn't create us to live in hell and then to carry our cross. You know, that's a religious lie. Well, Jesus carried his cross, so you have to carry yours. Okay. I have a lot of viewpoints on the life of Jesus. And if anybody ever wants to know my viewpoints, I'd be happy to speak to them. And they could email me at our website, which is glorytothenations.org. And I'll let you all about what my input is about Jesus. I think he could have avoided the cross, to be honest with you. Ooh, I'm going to stir up a lot of religion. You know why I say that? Who put him on the cross?
God.
Okay, God did. But who twisted God's arm? Think about it. You ready for this one? There you go. Wait a minute. What? Who put Jesus on the cross?
The Jews.
Okay. And why did the Jews put him on the cross?
They were
mad. Okay. Why did they get mad? Because he wouldn't let up. Now, if he would have just let up and walked away because he didn't have ears to hear. What do you mean he couldn't?
He had a conviction to keep moving.
He had a conviction, but listen, I got a conviction too, but if you don't have ears to hear, do I keep shoving it down your throat?
No. You wipe the dust off your feet and move on.
I think he forgot that part. I think Jesus forgot to wipe the dust of feet off and move on. If you put your hand in a hornet's nest, expect to be stung. Interesting viewpoint, huh? He's my brother. Jesus is my brother. When I went up into heaven and I saw him, he told me all about it. He says, go back. He says, go back and tell them about my Father. He was an example. Listen, Jesus is my Lord and Savior. And the reason is because he showed me it's possible to worship God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And even when we do make mistakes, they're not mistakes. God turns all things around for the good. So even though he didn't wipe the dust off his feet, God still turned it around. And the reason why he turned it around is because he constantly surrendered and worshiped God. So as he continued to move forward, he said, praise God. And then he went to the next, praise God. And then when he was getting the nails shoved in his hands, he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Praise you. Father, if this is not your cup, take it away. If it is, praise you. Exactly right. And that part in itself, I would say he was in sin because he didn't praise him. He came into a place of weakness where he showed us his carnal side, which we're all in flesh, and we all are subject to fall from grace. We're all subject to fall from glory. And that's where he fell from glory. But then he came back, and then God raised him from the dead and showed the world his God, who is my God, and showed the world that my God is a true living God because he was rose from the dead and traveled and walked the earth for 40 days. And then he went back into the heavens where he sits. I know him. And I'm very grateful that I know him. And I can't wait to see him again. But in the meantime, I want the world to know my God. My Father, the same Father that he had. Who is your Father too, because he made you and he made me and he made the whole entire world. He made those over in China and those that are listening in China, you have the same Father as I have. Those that are in Brazil, you have the same Father as I have. Those in South Africa, those in Malaysia, Australia. You all have the same Father, the God of creation. But there are many other fathers. There's the father of lie. How many have heard that before? And isn't that what most of us all worship, is the father of lies? Well, we got to be honest. Let's start fresh today. And let's go deep. And the deeper you go, the more you'll see him. Because his glory is in the deep. And the deep calls upon deep. And I'm asking you today and those that are listening to not be deceived. Be honest. And realize that there is a peace. And long for this peace. Come to a place of surrender. Come to a place of laying it down. Not my will, Lord, but your will be done. Come to a place of looking far, far down into those hurts. Why are those hurts dwelling there? What is it that hurt you so bad? What is it that caused you to be conformed into the place where you're at? Why? Why are you sorrow? Why are you sad? Look at today and look at tomorrow. Let the past go. Forget about the past. And whatever you have hanging around that brings remembrance to the past, if you're not healed from it, get rid of it. There were times where I had things laying around, and I'll just use one chapter of my life. I walked away from a successful business when God changed my life. But there were some things that I was still holding on that I would never, ever use ever again. But I was still holding on. Well, that's the same thing that's inside of you. You're never going to use it again. You can't do anything about it. So we got to trash it. And I had to come to a place of looking at this thing and saying, what the heck? Am I ever going to use this ever again? Am I ever going to do anything with this ever again? I can't do anything. It's gone. It's over. I got to start new. So I had to throw it away. I had to clean house. I had to get rid of it. And as soon as I let go of it, I can't look back and regret. I had to say goodbye. I want those that are here and those that are listening, do the same thing. Go into your closet. Go down deep. grab those things that you can't do anything about. You can't go back and fix it. It's done. It's over with. It's gone. Go deep. And don't let anything uncovered. Keep going, keep going, keep going until finally you reach that place of surrender, that place of joy, that place where you're like free. Now you're tapping into my God. Now you're having a relationship with my God. Now he's given you the strength to let it go. Because the bottom line is, who are we going to worship? This is pure worship. This is true worship. In the last days, the true worshipers will worship him in spirit and in truth. And this is true worship. True worship is going deep down inside, letting all the old go, and then begin to believe in the truth. You're beautiful. If I said that to you, would you say, nah? We got a lot of garbage, don't we? We got a clean house. We got to clean some house. So let us everybody bow their head for a moment. Those that are listening, just kind of go zone off somewhere. Listen to my words. And if you can, allow me to speak for you. I'm going to intercede. I'm going to call upon my God. And I'm going to ask him to hear us. Because we're one. Your pain's my pain. And I want God to hear us tonight. Today, now. God, begin to reveal those deep, deep hurts, deep wounds, deep losses that are robbing us from our future, that is robbing us from our life, that is robbing us from our peace. The weights and the burdens that we're carrying, let us be free for what we have so that we can obtain more from you. Show us now. Show us the big ones. And show us the little ones. Those things that bring sadness to our heart. Give us the strength to look at it and see how ridiculous it is holding on to it. Show us the humor. Let us be amused by it. Let us giggle inside and laugh of how silly it is as we hold on to this. So that as we let go of these things that have a stronghold on us, we can let go of them with peace and happiness and joy. So that when we do finally let them go, we can kind of giggle to ourselves and laugh and how silly it was. Not in a form of condemning ourselves, but freeing ourselves of laughter and know that we're free and we can move on. Do a fast work, Lord, whether it's today or when they lay their head down tonight, let them wake up new and whole. Let that inner man inside be reborn so that they know, wow, you've done surgery in my sleep. This is awesome. And I woke up out of the operating table feeling good. Lord, I ask that you do a supernatural work and a fast work so that they begin to know who you are. My God, I pray. Amen and amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise and Believe that he's going to start doing a work inside you if he already hasn't. Amen. Be blessed. And Sarah, why don't you close us?
What?
Sure.
That's a good closing. We have Sunday service.
We have Sunday service on Sundays from, 11?
10. Worship?
Worship at 10. Message starts at around 11 and then ends at around 1. 12, 1, somewhere
ministry
in there.
After 12.
And there's ministry after 12. Please come out. And we've got prayer claws. I shall throw them at you.